Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Attention. Hello. Right?
Yeah.
You sent three people off of the team today. So, yes, it has their attention. It has our attention. And this feels a little bit like the movie Groundhog's Day. Here we are again, and the Giants blew another one by not being able to have people use home plate. Like, thank you, Elliot Ramos, but also no thank you, Elliot Ramos, because, like, another weird mental dynamic with this team. They'll hit a two-run homer. Was that the third inning? Was it the third inning that that happened last night? They hit a two-run homer in the third inning, and you're like, okay, game's over. We win. Like, and it's almost like I think that's what Bomel was trying to say after the game, is that this team gets a two-run lead, and with the way they pitch and with the way their bullpen is, they just decide, all right, that's enough. We win. And wouldn't you have it, that's all they get, and you cannot put this kind of pressure on a pitching staff. And so I'm trying to read between the lines right now, and I'm having a hard time not feeling like there wasn't some sort of like major meeting of the minds at the beginning of this week, because you're coming off of a maddening road trip, but then you get here and it feels like, okay, calendar turns to June, division rival is here for four games, we've got to get going. And in these first two games, it couldn't have gone worse. So on one of the days, they sent Bryce Eldridge up to AAA. The next day, they parted ways with their left-handed hitting first baseman. Something feels like it shifted behind the walls of the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, shout out Jennifer Lopez and her movie Enough, but enough. Like, enough of this. You've scored 32 runs in 16 games. And if you start to look at, you know, who you can make moves with, Adames, no, he's making huge money. Jung-Hoo Lee, no, he's been pretty good. He's been slumping of late, yep, but he's not the problem. Chapman, no, he's paid in full. Of course not. Flores, no. Elliot Ramos, no. Patrick Bailey, well, I mean, yeah, but God, his defense is so good. So
there's
no.
There's nothing you can do
so,
there.
So, like, how far down are we going? Like, you get to Yaz, he's been awful, but boy, that glove. And you get to, you know, Fitzgerald, and you get to Wade Jr., and you get to Costs, and you know, you start looking at the backups, and it's like, okay, we got to do something. So you get past like the top seven or eight, none of whom are like lighting it up, other than Elliot Ramos, who's been quietly, I don't know if incredible is
he's
fair,
been very good.
He's been very good.
Very, very
thank
good.
You for
yep.
very good. But you look beyond that, it's like, who do we have things that we can make moves upon?
Yep.
And so you go A, B, C, done, and all right, the rest of you, you see what we did? Wake up.
Well, and they did, yeah. The fact that, to me, the whole message is caught up in the fact that all of this happened.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've joked about this before. During the Farhan era, if you are a member of the media in this town, you get an email every day with what's going on with the Giants, and anytime there's a transaction, you get a Giants roster moves for today email. We would get that email over the last 4 years every single freaking day. Every day. Oh, yeah, somebody in Sacramento tied a shoe. Okay. Every single day. Now under Buster Posey, very rare. Very rare. So when you get them, you're like, ooh, what are they doing? The fact that all three happened at once, to me, that's messaging. It's absolutely. So what have you looked at in 48 hours of two incredibly frustrating losses for the Giants? You've also seen major behind-the-scenes action as far as transactions. Bryce Eldridge goes to AAA. Next day, three San Francisco Giants are gone. And so some new people are, and I don't think that that's going to stop. It's like, no, we're not letting everything that we built in the first third of this season slip away. We're not doing that. And, you know, I don't know if they'll have a choice, but yeah, to me, this is all about Bryce. This is crazy now. But San Francisco Giants baseball, in many ways, I could argue in terms of their approach at the plate, and I could also argue in terms of the marketing arm. Because, like, I'd love to hear from some of you. Like, if Bryce Eldridge gets called up in 4 weeks, does that change your approach to buying a ticket? Like, what's my man's name in Kansas City? Jack Caglione? Is that right?
Caglione.
I added an N. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Jack Caglione. I don't know how tapped in you are to MLB Network or anything else in the sports world, but this was like, I mean, it was everywhere yesterday because he's the number one prospect in the organization and they called him up. And it looked like a party in front of their dugout to start the game. Pictures everywhere, people, and it was against the Cardinals. So you had the Royals and the Cardinals and right there, St. Louis, Kansas City, big, big deal. And he almost homered in his first at bat. He drove one out to the warning track and it got caught. Great play. He went 0 for 5, but 4 of his 5 hits were north of 90-mile-an-hour exit velocity. It became a big thing, and I don't give a rip about the Royals. So that's what it would feel like if this 20-year-old phenom gets called up. And I look at this from the perspective of baseball and the perspective of business, because I do believe that that's how the Giants are looking at this. They are slipping away in the standings, and I do think that they feel like they might be slipping away in your hearts. That as well.
Maybe, but I don't know if Bryce Eldridge would be the guy to suddenly get all the fans to say, okay, yeah, now I'm reinvigorated unless he goes out there and does great things. It's interesting about Caglianone, who was drafted last year. He was their first round pick, and that was just a year ago.
What is it, Luke?
Because Caglione. Said, Caglione. Real
are
simple.
You sure?
Doesn't look like it. I know. There's, it's an X Men.
There's two N's. Are you referring to one of them as silent?
I am.
Okay. I'll believe you. I don't know if you're right, but I'll try to believe you.
You got to trust me on this one.
I have to?
You got to.
Does Dibs have to?
You should.
All right. I'm with Dibs and as far as how, like, I see that other end, Dibs.
You know who I trust?
I have your back.
I don't trust Lucas. I trust MLB.com, and it says Caglione. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Apologies to you, MLB.com. I should have never doubted you,
Lucas.
Whatever.
How to
Caglione.
Hang on.
I mean, this from a guy who asked me to email him something that I had already emailed him. I emailed it to you earlier.
I know.
And you texted me saying, hey, can you email me that Brandon Ayuk stuff? And I looked at my email and you were on the email. So that's why your credibility maybe is diminished a little bit.
Willard said it was a text. And anyways, how about that Bryce Eldridge?
Oh, anyway. No, I was trying to play the, I have the YouTube.
Yeah, the pronouncer.
The Jack Caglione pronouncer YouTube page up.
For me, these moves today are not about Bryce Eldridge, but it's about clearing the way for eventually what Bryce Eldridge could do. For me, this is about, like, you look at your team and you realize that you've got three guys who aren't very good. And so we're going to start throwing things at the wall and see if any of these things stick.
Oh.
For me, this does not have anything to do with Bryce Eldridge because
really
the call up to AAA, yeah, Bryce, okay, you're here. Show me what you're working with. And if you show me that you're like really, really good, then yeah, we're going to make that subsequent move and bring you up. This move today was about Bomell and Buster and whoever else looking, you know, Zach Manassian. You look at your team and you go, my God, I can't watch this for another second.
Well, okay. I'm not going to say that you're wrong, but I totally disagree that this doesn't have anything to do with Bryce Eldridge. Because if they didn't think that Bryce Eldridge was at least getting ready to knock on the door, I don't think that the team is in, as you put it, huck things against the wall to see if it sticks mode. Like, if you're just going to go dumpster diving for a first baseman, you've already got a dumpster dive first baseman. And you would just keep him because he's already on the team. But I think that you're partially right, in my opinion, in terms of they're trying to get the attention of the team. They're trying to express the urgency of this. But the fact that these two things all happened within 24 hours of one another, and Buster Posey's direct quote was, it's time for Bryce to get a new challenge. In other words, in 30 days, he decided that AA is not hard enough. Well, AA and AAA, as far as a hitter, are really not that different. They're really not. And in fact, the AAA ballparks are better hitters' parks. I expect Bryce Eldridge to join the River Cats and hit the cover off the ball. I really do. We'll see. I don't know if he's going to start feeling the pressure or whatever, but they want him to take a new challenge. What happens if for 30 days, if he handles that challenge? Well, now he needs another challenge.
Right.
Guess what? There's only one challenge left. So I'm not drawing a direct line between the idea of they're clearing first base for him. I am drawing a direct line in terms of the messaging. There's messaging to the team, and there's messaging to the fans. And the fact that these things are all happening at once, letting everybody know that, A, there's urgency involved, B, this is a business. The kids are about to be out of school, and the Giants know it.
Right.
And they got to give
a big crowd last night.
Yeah, they got to give everybody a reason to come down to the yard, and losing 2-1 every day is not the headline that they want.
For me, the message was that this is not acceptable. And the previous day, the message of, you know, Bryce being recalled, that was the message of, okay, you know, you're close now. Go out there and dominate. And if you do, then you come up. For me, it becomes interesting if Bryce goes to Sacramento and he doesn't dominate, then you get to the deadline, and now you're going to shop for a real first baseman, because I don't think the guys that you recalled are guys that you're thinking, all right, You're the future. These are stopgap recalled
totally.
Players.
Yeah.
You're hoping that somebody can pop. And if Bryce goes down for a month and he's amazing, well, then you get to come up. And if he doesn't, if he struggles, well, now you go out into the trade market and you bring somebody in.
I tell you what, we'd love to hear from some Giants fans in terms of how would you handle this Bryce Eldridge situation? Too soon? Not soon enough? Are you ready in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if he hits the ball well with the River Cats to bring him up? 888-957-9570 is our number. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater, and we've got questions. We've got questions about what the organization actually thinks about Bryce Eldridge's arc, if you will, and more about the moves made today. So we're going to go direct to one of our guys on the beat. Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.